It's Wide Open Wednesday. Talk about whatever the hell's on your mind. KISS FM San Antonio, 99.5 KISS. It's Wide Open Wednesday.
Wow.
Wow.
The Lyle and Hahn Morning Show, 99.5 KISS.
Download the podcast at kissrocks.com. It's brought to you by Bud Light. I thought we replaced the Bud Light. Brought to you by Bud Light. I thought we replaced the toner in that printer.
It's not the toner, is what we've been told.
Really?
I said maybe because the printer's from 1988. That's the problem.
Just something about when I got to, just waking up in the morning, and it's just kind of like, you have some kind of vision problem.
Mm-hmm.
An inch in on everything that's printed out, it's faded out.
It's become a daily affair.
See, I think it's just, is it possible to have any kind of printer or copier that just performs
constantly
in 2010
and is reliable
every day you go to it and it's not messed up, it's not jammed, the toner's not low? You gotta shake the toner on that one.
Is this related to, because Steve uses this one?
Mm-hmm.
So you know it's got to be related
indirectly, but still.
Yeah, I mean, you used to slap it around and slam it, pissed off. And
I'm sure that there are some that consistently perform. However, they may be a wee bit too pricey.
That's possible. But I do notice that whenever you walk by that printer, it cowers. Okay, telling you, it's still.
It's in the corner as far as it can get away from you. You know,
I've seen it.
Oh, no, here it comes.
Yeah. I've seen it sweat blood.
But I think every office has one piece of equipment that it's like, no matter what, nobody's going to replace. We're just going to keep on fixing it,
You know, consistently malfunctions that. Breeds frustration and anger.
It's usually a copier.
Copy machine is what it usually is.
It's like always a copier.
Uh-huh. Right?
And I don't really get it. You just kind of, you put something in and hit a button, don't you?
Yeah, and usually you're screwed when you put something personal in there and, oh, crap, it doesn't come out. That's when it jammed.
Uh-oh.
Got to get it out.
I should have been making copies at work.
Yes, I know. That's always it. Crap.
This is going to really annoy me, though, because every single piece of paper is like this.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll go shake the toner for you, and we'll reprint. That's all you got to do. Give it a good shake. You want to shake it for me, Steve? Shake the toner?
I kicked it a couple times already.
Yeah, no, it needs a gentle shake. You got to slowly remove it. Give it a gentle shake.
Yeah, I know, Steve, in that copier, it's like I'm watching the radio station version of The Color Purple.
Right? I know.
Just like, God.
Jeez.
Hey, man.
I'll take a look at it if you want. I mean, I brought my toolkit.
Easy. I just can't seem to get it open.
But I look, you son of a bitch.
Open.
Open.
All right. Well, it's the Rodeo Radio Show today. We're on the Rodeo Radio Show. Oh. Rodeo starts
There's
tomorrow.
There's a tongue twister.
Yeah.
Well, I think the carnival opens at like 5 and you get a discount until
today's
6.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that's going to be a great
and
day for it,
I think
it,
there's
huh?
Opening night rodeo performance, extreme bull riding and stuff. But I don't think it opens early. I think it's a later opening date. And it's
tomorrow or today?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, right. That's when it all begins, right?
But and you can take comfort in knowing that rodeo security, all the guys with the cowboy hats on horseback, are working closely with the San Antonio Police Department, CIA, FBI, to ensure your safety this year.
Yeah.
To avoid any incidents like last year when balloons popped and everybody freaked.
Hit
the ground and took. It was like a human stampede, not one of cattle, because everybody thought, oh, blank. There's gangbangers here. And, there was some highly hay, and now they're shooting it out, at the not-so-okay corral. But they had horseback guy, the director of security. Well, we going to Ed McManus there, in his St. Anthony's bellboy outfit with the police patch. We going to make sure that no balloons pop. We're going to make sure balloons are full of air.
All right.
And our quality balloons. And
we
going to make sure. They're not. They used to get. Used to be able to get in on the cheap for a buck.
Yeah.
Till all night. Well, that ends at 6 because the theory they're working on is the
undesirables,
the
would
personas
get in
non gratas are going to take advantage of that to get in cheap and then, you know, square off against each other, you know, on their turf, so to speak.
Oh, okay.
And I think this may hurt the peripheral development around the AT&T Center, which we've all been patiently waiting for. The day's coming, man.